Classic Railway Murders, read by Patrick Malahide. The Mysterious Death on the Underground Railway, by Baroness Orksey. It was all very well for Mr. Richard Frobisher of the London Mail to cut up rough about it. Polly did not altogether blame him. She liked him all the better for that frank outburst of manlike ill-temper, which, after all is said and done, was only a very flattering form of masculine jealousy. Moreover, Polly distinctly felt guilty about the whole thing. She had promised to meet Dicky, that is, Mr. Richard Frobisher, at 2 o'clock sharp outside the Palace Theatre, because she wanted to go to a Maud Allan matinee, and because he, naturally, wished to go with her. But at 2 o'clock sharp she was still in Norfolk Street, Strand, inside an ABC shop, sipping cold coffee opposite a grotesque old man who was fiddling with a bit of string. How could she be expected to remember Maud Allan, or the Palace Theatre, or Dicky himself, for a matter of that? The man in the corner had begun to talk of that mysterious death on the Underground Railway, and Polly had lost count of time, of place, and circumstance. She'd gone to lunch quite early, for she was looking forward to the matinee at the Palace. The old scarecrow was sitting in his accustomed place when she came into the ABC shop, but he'd made no remark all the time that the young girl was munching her scone and butter. She was just busy thinking how rude he was not even to have said good morning, when an abrupt remark from him caused her to look up. "Will you be good enough," he said suddenly, "to give me a description of the man who sat next to you just now while you were having your cup of..."